Mediterranean Deli's pita bread machine was up and running again Tuesday morning, filling the West Franklin Street space with the smell of warm bread instead of construction materials. Back in the kitchen, dozens of employees quickly moved around the space, preparing catering orders and training newcomers.
We have an army of employees trying to train. This is dead baklava. He's making pistachio. That's cheese baklava.
Owner Jamil Kadora said Monday was the first day staff could begin producing their beloved Mediterranean meals in the new space, despite it being the same home where the restaurant has operated for most of its 3 decades in Chapel Hill.
When I walked here now, I feel like, it's like the old place, even though it looks a little better and nicer, in my opinion. It's new place, but I start feeling more comfortable. Like when I saw the gluten-free pita bread, I didn't see it for 2 years. That was like a party here. You know, it was like, oh my God, this is it. It's back.
Soon, the deli, bakery, and market will fully welcome its customers back. After a litany of delays and missed target dates, the 410 West Franklin Street business will reopen for dinner hours starting on Tuesday, September 9th. Since an electrical fire broke out on July 22, 2023, and burned through much of the building, Kadora said the outpouring of community support and dedication of his employees spurred him to invest in reshaping the West Franklin Street space. The dining room, deli counters, and market space will look familiar to customers, with Kadora saying the old setup worked very well for all. But it's the back of the house areas where the biggest changes have been made since 2023. A new kitchen setup with a central island hood vent and cooking stations, 3 additional walk-in fridges and freezers, and significantly more storage space allows for MedDeli to operate both more efficiently and potentially on a bigger scale. Kadora said,
"We invested a lot of money in this besides what the insurance gave us. The insurance gave us was really like a drop in an ocean for this. So we invested a lot of money to make it the way we wanted to do. Everything that we wish to have, we have now." I love to say that statement.
Part of the reason the MedDeli owner felt confident in making these investments was the community's generosity in the immediate aftermath of the fire, as a GoFundMe campaign to help cover MedDeli employees' wages raised more than $213,000. To this day, Kadora said he is still shocked by that number, coming from a fundraiser not even started by the deli.
We had students that actually donated $5 to the GoFundMe. What does that tell you? That tells you, like, I want to give you something. I'm sorry, I can't afford to give more than this, but I want to give you this. To me, it was mind-blowing what the community did.
Having that money to help his employees, who Kadora credits for inspiring him to push forward, kept 38 of them around to do the catering and takeout business run in the main deli's stead. He would pay each for part-time work, with the donations covering the gap between their typical hours. While there are some positions being trained, the owner pointed to that retention reflecting how special his business's culture is. And with everyone readjusting to full-scale operations, Kadora said MedDeli will initially only be open for evenings instead of its typical hours with lunches. Based on the widespread support, he expects it will be a busy week back to business, and he asked patrons to be understanding to the deli slowly returning to form. When envisioning the achievement of reopening next Tuesday, Kadora described feeling a, quote, happy nervousness that sits like watermelons in his stomach.
I want to make sure I do what I used to do. I want to make sure I meet people's expectations. So much going on now that, like, I'm getting pulled from every direction. And I don't know, like, I think once the door opens, I think all this is going to go away.
To learn more about Mediterranean Deli's reopening, visit chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.